Welcome to the Friday Flex version of Bicycle Retail Radio, produced by the National Bicycle Dealers Association. This is NBDA President Heather Mason. Specialty bicycle retailers, that's you. You are the heart of the cycling industry. And since 1946, the NBDA has been on your side, strengthening your business with education, research, communication, and advocacy. We are a nonprofit supported by the membership of participating retailers and industry partners. May is membership month. If you're not already a member, join online, nbda.com. Membership is open to individuals, to retailers, to mechanics, to bicycle fitters, to brands, to suppliers. Get involved in the industry and what we're doing. Join online, nbda.com. All right, let's get into today's flex. Today, we are talking about tips for bicycle retailers to gain more social media followers. I love this topic. Social media is a powerful tool for businesses to connect with your community, build brand awareness, and ultimately drive sales. For bicycle retailers, having a strong presence on social media platforms is important for reaching your customers, reaching new customers, just making that connection to your community. So I wanna cover some tips today to help you bicycle retailers gain more followers, get that interaction going on your social feeds. So got a few tips here. I think I've got about 7 tips. Let's start with showcasing your unique brand identity, your why people should do business with you. We talk about this often in our P2 groups. This is so important. You can use your social media channels to tell your unique story and showcase what sets your bicycle shop apart from other bicycle retailers. So why do business with you? Why is your staff so great? Let's talk about your curated inventory. So share behind the scenes glimpses of your store. You can do this with pictures. You can highlight your top selling products. You can do staff highlights. You can even feature satisfied customers enjoying their new bikes or talking about their experience with you. Really great stuff there. Second tip, create engaging content. All right, we don't want to see the same stuff all the time. We don't want those posts of just bikes on sale, bikes on sale, bikes on sale. So you want to keep your followers interested in coming back by creating content that is engaging, educational, relevant. So share informative articles, how-to guides, product reviews, local events happening, stuff your team members are doing. If you re-merchandise a section of the store, share that. Photos are so important. Videos are so important. Everyone loves cats and dogs. Yeah, share those too. Just remember, engaging content. All right, tip number 3 is utilizing hashtags effectively. Hashtags are a powerful tool for increasing the visibility of your posts. They also help you reach a wider audience. What you can do is start by just researching, do a Google research, popular hashtags related to cycling, and then start including them in your posts. This will get more followers, more people who are interested in what you're saying. That's an easy one. Do that today. All right, 4th is think about how you can collaborate with influencers and other local community retailers or partners or businesses. So what you can do is find influencers. These could be people in your community who maybe are leading or involved in local bicycle clubs. They could be people who are maybe the president of the high school. Figure out who some influencers are in your community. Could be a mayor. Also reach out to other local businesses and you can partner and you can help each other expand your reach to gain more followers. You can do this by collaborating on joint promotions, events, giveaways. If you have like a local chamber of commerce and they're doing a event for local businesses, get involved with that. This will help you just attract more followers and gain more presence. 5th tip is to engage with your audience. So often we like drop a post and run. We never come back. But if you want to build a strong community, it means that you're paying attention to what's happening on your social feeds. So if people comment, go ahead and respond to those comments. Even if they're like, cool photo, make a response that's like, hey, thanks for checking it out. Hope you're doing well or something like that. If people message you, answer those message. Answer it promptly. So when people respond to you on your social, when they send you a message, that's just like they're in their store. So you want to respond. It's just like they're in your store. So you want to be timely. Respond to it right away as often as you can. Sixth tip is to think about hosting events, contests, giveaways, an opportunity for people to take a survey, get involved. If you're doing like a giveaway of like a store water bottle or a store jersey, you can really incentivize people to follow you, to reshare, repost. So there's some great stuff there. And final tip is to just analyze keeping track of your social media posts, how they're performing, what people are responding to. If you're noticing that a post of a local event is getting a lot of interaction, you might want to consider posting more local event news. If you notice that a post of one of your staff members is getting a lot of interaction, you might want to think about doing more posts like that. So just looking at what's happening and staying in tune. So there you go. Seven tips to help you grow your social media followers, increase that visibility, drive more traffic, both online and in store. Remember, just be consistent and be authentic, and you should be good to go. There you go. Get after it. Thanks for listening. The Friday Flex is one of our favorite short episodes weekly, giving you some great pointers. Go ahead. If you like the article, if you like the review, if you like the podcast, share it with your friends. Leave us a review. Love it when I see we get new reviews. It really helps me stay energized and also helps more people find our podcast. Thanks for listening. Now, go be great.